It's been almost 2 full weeks since the premiere of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Time enough, says TV critic David Bianculli, to judge what the show's doing right and doing wrong.
From the NBC studios in Burbank, California, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Featuring Bradford Marsalis and The Tonight Show Band. Tonight, Jay welcomes Harrison Ford, comedian Louie Anderson, the music of John Cicada, and from NBC News, Star Jones, I'm Ed Hall, and now Jay Leno.
Unlike a lot of people who dumped on Jay Leno the very first night, I took a wait-and-see attitude. Well, I've waited and I've seen. And though some things are every bit as bad as they say, Leno is starting to get comfortable again, and the rest is easily fixable. Let's get the bad stuff out of the way first. Back when Leno guest-hosted The Tonight Show once a week, his monologues were crisper and funnier. Having to turn out one a night has lowered his punchline batting average a lot. But as the new writing staff gets adjusted to the pace, that ought to improve. The range of musical guests on The New Tonight Show is a bit too wide. The Black Crowes one night, Kathleen Battle the next. I appreciate what Leno and bandleader Bradford Marsalis are trying to do, but at midnight, if you come up against someone too far removed from your own personal tastes, you're not going to sit through it, like you would with The Ed Sullivan Show. You're going to sleep through it, or change channels. Another thing that's easily corrected is Leno's desire to flatter all his guests and praise, as well as plug, their new projects. Great movie, great album, great book. Here's how he started to set up a Patriot Games clip last night with guest Harrison Ford.
Let's talk a little about Patriot Games. Now, I saw it the other night, and, I thought it was great. I mean, it's a real thinking man's thriller. I don't know what you'd call it, I suppose.
I'll live with that.
The thing I liked about it was I liked sort of the attention to detail. Mm-hmm. Like, when you go in...
The fact that the guests are on The Tonight Show is an implied seal of approval, so Leno should minimize the compliments. He should also loosen up and slow down during the interviews. Last week's conversation with Mel Gibson was horrible. Leno misinterpreted one of Gibson's remarks and made it sound racist. And Leno's chats with literary humorists have fallen as flat as some of Saturday Night Live's all-time worst sketches. Take Molly Ivins, please. But that first week was a nervous one, and was broadcast live. On tape this week, Leno has started to act like a talk show host instead of a substitute teacher. And when he gets either a guest or a topic he feels comfortable with, or both, he does just fine. Here's a sample from his Tuesday night conversation with Christian Slater. The young actor had just returned from a movie shoot in the Midwest by buying a 61 Cadillac and driving it home. And Leno's well-known automobile expertise drove the conversation home.
Now, what'd you pay for that? Let's see. Let me guess. 61 Caddy, four-door, two-door?
Four-door.
Oh, four-door.
Yeah.
That is desirable. Air?
Sorry, Jay.
Air?
How many cars do you have, by the way?
Air? Does that have air?
Oh, we all have air.
No air. Okay, that's going to cut the value a little bit.
You roll down the window, you get the air.
Or electric windows?
No.
We're looking at a stripper here. What color is it, black?
No, it's light blue.
Yeah. Leather interior?
Sure, Jay, yeah.
Leno's late-night rivals, who were on vacation his first week, are taking their best shots now. Last night, while Leno talked with Harrison Ford, Arsenio Hall had Bill Clinton sitting in with a studio band and playing saxophone. Standing there and holding his sax, grinning at every one of Hall's jokes and digs, Clinton looked pretty stupid. But when he got to the chair and talked with Hall about the L.A. riots, he sounded better than he did on sax. And Arsenio won that night's must-see talk show contest. Oh, and just for the record, Bradford Marsalis doesn't have to worry. But on God Bless the Child, Clinton did better than expected.